Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Right Tires, expert service, Tire City.
Sale ends October 31st.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe?
No.
Is it?
No.
Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door.
Check first with Live in Fear Doppler, only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
Actually, the radar screen in one word or less.
Boring.
There's some light showers out there, and taking a look at future radar, this system is going to skim us until later this afternoon when we'll see light rain pretty much for the balance of the rush hour. But for the immediate future, I just wanted to get your attention because I crave it.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A series of disturbances will keep us wet at times from now through Halloween. For today and tonight, scattered showers likely. High temperature in the middle 70s. Low tonight, 68. Tomorrow and Thursday, Halloween, showers and thunderstorms are likely at times. High near 80 both Wednesday and Thursday. A strong cold front moves through on Thursday night, becoming much cooler behind the front on Friday. Windy with a high around 63. Upper 30s Friday night. A cool weekend ahead with cold nights. Pretty appropriate for the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Comment threads and Twitter feeds are easy places for me to set people straight. I have a track record of changing people's minds 100% of the time when I leave angry comments online. I am a social justice warrior. This is my keyboard. See it? When I'm behind it, I'm invincible. I can say anything without consequence. It helps me dish out social justice. Serving size large. What happens if I catch you saying something politically incorrect? I hit you with my five-step protocol. Step one, I ignore what you have to say. Step two, I make huge assumptions about what you meant. and then I inform you about what you meant by what you said. Step three, I correct you. I tell you what you should think while also getting the point across that you're a terrible person. Step four, I turn my caps lock key on once you start trying to stand up for your own free will. Step five, finally, I hit you with my trump card where I trivialize your entire being into a one-word label, like telling you you're a racist, you're a sexist, you're a misogynist, you're homophobic, you're heterophobic, you're transphobic, you're humanphobic. I'm like a doctor handing out complex diagnoses. When I decide to label someone with one word, I don't have to use my brain to understand them because I have a preformed understanding of the one word that I use to label them. So I can just understand the word that I decided to call them instead of understanding them. I don't actually stand for anything. I just crusade against everything I don't stand for, which happens to be everything because I don't stand for anything. It's like I take on the virtues of cancer and then I spread those virtues when I attack. I spend my days and nights vigilantly patrolling the internet for anything that's not politically correct, which is everything. I'm like the Batman of the online world. I usually spend about 4 hours a day compulsively checking Twitter. I have 83 followers, and I follow over 800,000 people, which means people are severely interested in what I have to say. And then I spend another casual 5 hours a day looking for other opportunities online to assert social justice. I accomplish so much in a day that you can't even measure it. My purpose in life is to be right. Luckily, I'm always right. My ability to always be right is based on my ability to point out how everybody else is always wrong. It takes a lot of effort to be in a highly intelligent state of mind all day like I am. So I prepare for my day as a social justice warrior by reciting self-empowerment affirmations in the morning. Like, I'm not responsible for how I feel. I'm not responsible for how I experience the world. I'm not responsible for my life. Other people are always the problem.
Are you okay?
How dare you? You are not allowed to ask me if I'm okay. K is an offensive letter. It's hate speech because the KKK use it in their name. Legislation should outlaw K. You are a racist.
Well, do you feel stable?
You can't ask me if I feel stable. I have an uncle with an inner ear condition that makes his balance unstable. That is hate speech to people with inner ear conditions. You are an inner ear phobic. I don't create change because it's not a very effective way to facilitate change. Instead, I righteously demand that others change themselves. And I even more righteously demand that they create the change that I want to see. My favorite inspirational quote is, "Demand that others be the change that you wish to see in the world." Some people erroneously think that I'm not out for the good of the world, that I'm just crusading to feel significant and to get people to notice me. That's not true at all. In fact, that's just basic Marxist thinking, which is highly offensive. And I feel that you bringing it up is a personal attack on me because I'm a redhead. You're gingerphobic. I need a safe space for a moment. Being a social justice warrior is like having a get-out-of-jail-free card to bully people while pretending I'm helping people, except it's not that at all. Something much different. It's carte blanche. You should be able to say what you want. But before you do, you should have to give a trigger warning. But after a month of that, I'd start to get triggered by your trigger warning. Then I'd demand that you give a trigger warning about the trigger warning. And then after a month of that, I'd start to get triggered by your trigger warning about your trigger warning. And then I would require that you accommodate me and my new demands again. If you didn't know any better, you'd think nothing's ever good enough for me. That's hateful of you to think, because I don't identify as me. As a social justice warrior, I'm an expert at communication. If you were an expert, then you too would know that swearing at people is the key to effectively communicating a point. And whoever uses the most capitals and hits the enter key the hardest is the winner of any online argument. You're welcome, world, that I'm here. It's tough to do what I do. I can do it because I'm always certain of myself. Did you know the people who everyone enjoys being around the most are the ones who are always certain of themselves? Yeah, fact. In spite of this, I make the sacrifice of always being alone online. People wish they could be around me more because I'm such a joy. But I have a duty to serve and protect society from everybody but me.
calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 of WACV. I'm your gracious. I probably will be very well behaved today, come to think of it. Because we have a guest sidekick we'll introduce in a moment. Rosie is here.
And here they are.
Jebra, please welcome. Please welcome Jesse Lynn.
Hi.
To the microphone. Hi, Jesse.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're good. I was wondering, you said you were going to, you know, behave today. I wasn't sure if I was going to get the famous or infamous Greg Budell this afternoon.
Let's see. Before we begin, I need to send a note to
Joey.
Leave the AC on, please. Now I know why it's hot in here. Stop using blood thinners. So, Jesse is hanging out with us this afternoon, and we want to learn about you. So I pulled up, I did a Google. Years ago, I had a fun first date. There was a book that came out called 673 Questions to Ask on a First Date.
Oh, my.
So we went to a restaurant and just had to pick a random number and answer whatever question was next to that number. And it was actually kind of fun because it compelled you to kind of progress your conversation a little bit. This is not a date. We just want to learn about you.
Right. All right. Because well, I think we can handle that.
At the moment, I know very little. I know you're a singer, right?
I am, yes. Happily, you know, great country music.
Yeah, how long have you been doing that?
I have professionally been singing as an artist since about 2013. That's when I decided to launch my career, but actually singing since the age of 3. Ah. So good long while.
I don't know if you know this, but I used to work for a group called Styx.
Styx! Yes, I did.
You did know that?
I did know that, yes.
How did you find that out? Because I keep that such a dark secret. All right, well, I do mention it from time to time. So.
Yes, you know, I have some folks, you know.
Oh, you do?
I do. I have some folks that if I need them to find out something, you know, since you keep that so under lock and key,
yeah,
you know, I can find out what I need to know.
It's part of my incredible modesty. Oh, God.
She has operative. So do.
The, I'd like to, so I have some experience in the music business, although it's changed a great deal since I worked with them. In fact, I started it yesterday, and we only got a few seconds of it in. Are you, since you know Styx, Dennis DeYoung was the guy who wrote the hits for Styx, and I came here, a listener actually sent me this link to a Behind the Vinyl. And we didn't really have a chance to play much of it yesterday, but I'm playing it. It talks about how the song Come Sail Away came to be, and then I add whatever insights I can to the conversation, because I spent a lot of time talking to Dennis back in those days. He was a very curious guy. He always wanted to know how radio worked and how the song selection process began. You know, when you're making, have you made records?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I've got several projects out. Too many to mention.
Can we find them on the YouTube?
You can find them on the YouTube and on the Book of Faces and on the Twitter. And you can find them all over.
I'd like to know.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
I want to hear what you sound like when you sing.
Absolutely. You can certainly find it on YouTube under Jesse Lynn, or you can just search some of our song names. I'm Digging It. What happens in the country stays in the country. And every boots and bling, it's a cowgirl thing. Just depends on, you know, what you're in the mood for.
Let's see what Dennis DeYoung has to say here, and then we'll come right back. No, it's not going to play. No, it's fine.
Let's skip.
All right, his first question was, did it skip?
Yes.
Is the answer to that. And we'll come back to more of behind the vinyl scenes with Dennis DeYoung. And the song Come Sail Away later in the show. So, actually, let me, I'm anxious to find out.
If it skipped?
No.
That was good.
So I'm seeing quite a few of your videos here.
Yes.
Which one of these are... I mean, every artist I've ever talked to has one song that, among their collection, that's their favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to pick one of these... And boy, there's a lot here.
Yes, there is. There's quite a bit there. You know, the latest single that we had, besides What Happens in the Country, you'll see that we've got an official lyric video there from I'm Digging It. That's actually a very fun song. But if I had to pick just one from my collection, I'd have to say it's probably one of my further back records, like Boots and Bling, It's a Cowgirl Thing, because that's the song that really kind of launched it for me. As a professional singer, and it's what landed me my show opening for the Oak Ridge Boys. So that song's kind of got a little special place in my heart, and it talks about why they call me Alabama's singing cowgirl.
You know what? I can't find that one. Can I play a little of I'm Digging It?
Absolutely.
Jesse Lynn in the house.
I can't eat.
This has nothing to do with anorexia, does it?
No, it does not. It's not at all, because believe me, I love food.
So far, I love it. So far, I love it.
Can't sleep. All I do is think about you.
I like this.
Thank you.
Hold on. What's the feeling? That's my heart you're stealing. That's okay. I don't want it back. What's this chemistry? Such intensity. Good emotions getting through. It's your sweet love. I'm feeling I can't get enough. Go figure it.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Thank you. It's not one that I wrote. I wish it was, but it is one that we did pull from the catalog for this EP project that we're getting ready to release. And I just love the tune. I mean, the first 3 seconds of the song, when I heard it, I was like, mine. Let's go.
It's catchy.
Yeah. No, that was great.
Thank you.
I am impressed.
Thank you.
We're on Tuesdays, we talk to a Texas blogger named David Blackman about what's going on in the world, and we're going to be doing that at 3:35.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 4 to 6, we'll continue with this.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
In the meantime, there's a place that can offer state-of-the-art solutions for a range of issues. That's Infusion Cryo and Laser. Cryotherapy is an instant rejuvenation. All it does is make your body work more efficiently in the pumping of blood. It tricks your body. That's what's cool about it. You go into the chamber, it's very cold. Your body does not know that this is a doctor's office. It just reacts as it should to that level of temperature, and it sends your circulatory system into overdrive. And so it accelerates healing. Everything you need to feel better is already in your blood. It just sends it in greater quantity. So when you walk out, it's kind of like it's a high. But it's a natural high. Joey likes to do that after his intense workouts with yoga. That can leave you cramped the next day, and it works. IV vitamin therapy for stress relief, weight loss, athletic performance, or if you've just been partying your butt off and you need to replenish your system, one session can fix you right up. And then there's CryoSkin 3.0, a technology that's non-invasive but can knock an inch off your waist in one session. Talk to Ryan Turner and the staff at Infusion about all these solutions for a better life. 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. 320.
Yippity-doo-dah, yippity-day. We got the diamonds for you at Marguerite's. You better believe it. Come on out and see us in the Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week for your convenience. We have the biggest, the best diamonds, and at the lowest price. No one will beat Marguerite's on diamonds. No one has the experience. No one has the master jewelers. No one has the selection. No one has any of these things. Come see us at Marguerite's. If you're thinking about it, come see us. Easy layaway for Christmas. Come see us at Pepper Tree Shops. Open every day.
United.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Pros like you know trusted brands have a hand in helping you nail the job. Start with Lowe's, where you'll find those brands and savings too. Stop in today and pick up a new Metabo HPT 1¾-inch 15-degree pneumatic roofing nailer for $20 less, now $269. And get a new DeWalt Tough Grip 52-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set for just $14.98, saving you $5. For even more ways Lowe's saves your business money, stop by the Pro Desk and talk to our dedicated Pro team today. Whatever you need to get the job done, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/6, U.S. only.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Wrangler jeans, boots and bling. Line it up, ladies, it's a cowgirl thing.
Quiet.
Saddle up, let's rock, we're rolling. Bright lights, big city, I'm going.
Your music, it's got, it reminds me a little bit of some of the touches Shania Twain did in her songs that made them very commercial. I am not into real twangy
classic country
and whiny sounding male voices in country music, and I been in the business a long time.
Yes.
And I did do a country format in the 90s in West Palm Beach, Florida, and really enjoy the music. At that time, it was, everything was really, it was like the new top 40.
Right.
Of course, there were a lot of country fascists who didn't like Shania Twain and some of the other people that came along at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, they sold a lot of records.
Yes, they
did. So, what's going on with your music? Have you gotten airplay? Have you?
We have, actually. So the song that we played just a little while ago, I'm Digging It, that was actually the first song that we took to Music Row and actually took to the charts. Songs like Boots and Bling, Dirt to Diva, Old Pair of Boots, we've gotten airplay, and a lot of that, I did a lot of my own radio promotions at that time, so I was the one calling.
That was basically my job with Styx.
Yeah, is just calling and making appointments and stuff to set up and just get it on the air. But I'm Digging It was really the first one that I decided to send on to Music Row, and then our current single right now, What Happens in the Country Stays in the Country, is working its way. It's actually on deck to be charting on Music Row this week, and we're working on Billboard indicators. Actually, I'm headed back up in the middle of November to New York for a private listener showcase with Froggy 97 up there, so it's going to be really fun and exciting, and we've got about 4 to 5 more weeks of radio tour stints to do that will spread out throughout the first few months of the year coming up, so it's exciting.
It is. Mm-hmm. And that one break, it's so funny because I first got to know Styx before they were Styx. They were a very popular Chicago bar band called TW4. And the girl I was dating, who would eventually become my first wife, her older sister was dating a guy in that band, and that's how I got to meet him and then ultimately all the guys. And this was late in high school.
Right.
3 years later, I was playing their songs on the radio because we all had dreams, and that was kind of a cool thing.
Right.
That it worked out. And the song was Lady. It was a huge hit in Chicago, but they could not get the song to break national.
Mm-hmm.
But through little twists and circumstances here and there, 3 years later, it did go national.
Right.
Made it to number six, and I spent a lot of time. That's when the band hired me because I knew how to infiltrate the gatekeepers of radio to make sure that they were aware of what they were playing. And I spent a lot of time out in L.A. at Billboard Magazine and at A&M Records calling stations to try and keep pushing it.
Pounding that pavement.
We got it up to number six, which was quite an achievement. And then the band went through a lot of turmoil, politics in the music business. There's politics in every business.
Oh, yes.
In fact, it only takes two people to have politics, and I always offer Simon and Garfunkel as an example of people that made great music, but there was something missing that kept them from staying together.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a power structure in the band, and ironically, the guy that introduced me to them, JC, he was a heavy drinker. He was always unhappy about something, a chronic whiner, and he was always threatening to quit the band. And the day came when he pulled that one too many times, and they said, okay, you're done.
Yeah.
After all that work, all those years, he threw away, you know, that opportunity of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Went to teaching guitar, and at $8 an hour, and he didn't even make it to age 40.
Wow.
Because the problem that made him chronically angry really made him bitter after the band threw him out, and that was that. So those opportunities, I just hope that that little twist of fate comes your way, because your music's great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. It's really great.
I appreciate it. It's funny. I've always said in this business, as an independent artist, I've been extremely blessed, because the things that I have had happen just in the short almost 4 years now that I've been pursuing this, you don't see happen to an independent artist, and let alone most artists that are just signed to a label. You know, it's one of those things. I believe it's fully in God's hands, and however he wants me to pursue in this business is where I'm going to go. And I love every minute of it.
We're going to come back and talk more about your story. We're going to take a break here for our first look at traffic this afternoon. And then David Blackman joins us. He's a really great blogger out of Texas. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know some country people there that we can you know, make a connection with. But we'll start down in the traffic dungeon with Skipper at 3:30.
It's a little bit of a gloomy Tuesday afternoon, but that's all right. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've only got one accident to tell you about, a minor one at the corner of Eastern Boulevard and Twain Curve, right out in front of Sunshine Village. It should be out of the way by now, but use caution if you're heading by there. Everywhere else, we are accident-free, and don't forget, the school zones are still in effect for a little while longer this afternoon. Watch out for the kids and the buses. Buckle up and drive safe on your Tuesday. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach, or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car?
Come into Wind Creek Montgomery starting Friday, November 1st and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. On Friday, November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A federal judge has blocked an Alabama abortion ban. The law that was to go into effect next month would have made having an abortion a felony at any stage of pregnancy in almost all cases. Today, U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson issued a preliminary injunction blocking the state from enforcing the law, which would have called for 10 years to life in prison for the abortion provider. Two separate wrecks on I-85 are cleared after backing up traffic near Chantilly Parkway this morning. One of the cars burst into flames. Thankfully, there were no injuries. No word yet on what caused the wrecks. State troopers are still investigating. The Montgomery Regional Airport will hold a full-scale disaster exercise tomorrow. They are testing and evaluating the response to ensure continued readiness for airport emergencies. The two-hour exercise is just a simulated drill. Officials say normal airport operations will continue and no delays or disruptions to travel are expected. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A series of disturbances will keep us wet at times from now through Halloween. For today and tonight, scattered showers likely. High temperature in the middle 70s. Low tonight, 68. Tomorrow and Thursday, Halloween, showers and thunderstorms are likely at times. High near 80 both Wednesday and Thursday. A strong cold front moves through on Thursday night, becoming much cooler behind the front on Friday. Windy with a high around 63. Upper 30s Friday night. A cool weekend ahead with cold nights. Pretty appropriate for the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next.
Sometimes
this Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in The Cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to The Cackle. Theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17. Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
She's got brain damage. She's got it bad.
No kidding. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I just posted Jesse Lynn's video, the song I'm digging it on my Facebook page. I want you to listen to that because she's great. Rosie is here and joining us, our buddy from somewhere in Texas, a great blogger who should be a daily stop on the internet for you, David Blackman. I usually don't do reruns with you, but that one is too good to not use.
Oh, that one, yeah. That should be a weekly feature, man.
And I'd like you to say hi to Jesse Lynn. She is a local country singer who is really excellent. Okay. If you know any folks in that business out in Texas, I'll send you the link to her video because she's actually it's on my page too.
Now do that. I know some people. I know people who know people.
That's great because she's legitimately excellent. I'm not saying that because she's sitting here and great, wonderful. Now can we talk about all this crap that's going on?
I guess we can.
I don't know where to start with you because every day you come up with a new way to bring the world, and they're all great. But why not? In fact, I love the four screens that show Pelosi's dentures apparently needing some adhesive.
That's a great photo collage, yeah.
It is. Another impeachment
scandal. You would think that this woman, she's worth like $200 million, man.
Easily.
You would think she could find a dentist who could give her some dentures that actually stay in her mouth, right? I mean, it's just bizarre. Every time she makes a public appearance, her dentures are loose. They're about to fly out of her mouth.
God,
it's weird. It's just very strange.
I would give anything for that to actually happen on camera. I would put it on my page every day for the rest of my life, which could be the end of today. Who knows? But this all this garbage. Now, I saw a poll today. I don't know if you saw it, but it was from a reputable source. And I found the link to it on a reputable site, all of which escapes me at the moment. But it was a new poll.
Well, it wasn't the New York Times then.
Okay. No. I think it was USA Today partnered up with somebody else that in their survey, less than 40% of Americans want this impeachment circus to continue. And
sure.
I would bet that's probably about the number. And the Democrats in their demented efforts to, there's no high crime or misdemeanor in any of this stuff they've got. It's just wasting everybody's time and energy.
Yeah, look at the guy they had up there today, and he's a decorated war hero and all that, and thank God for his service, and, you know, hallelujah. But what did he do? What was the most important thing he did today? The most important thing he did today was verify that the transcript of that phone call that we have all had the ability to look at and read for five long weeks now,
yeah,
is completely accurate. Transcript of what actually took place on that call.
Kind of sucks.
What is he testifying about?
Kind of sucks the wind out of the impeachment sailboat, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, why is he there? Oh, he was disturbed. We're gonna impeach a sitting president of the United States because some mid-level flunky in the U.S. embassy in Ukraine was disturbed about something on a phone call. I mean, give me a break. This is the dumbest impeachment ever. Everything about it is just mind-numbingly stupid, and it's all I can do to get up at 5 o'clock every morning and obsessively write about it.
Yeah, I would love to know how you have that discipline, David, because I love to write. You know, I love to write. I post my columns, and it's for a magazine that's well, I may not be 50 years old yet. Well, I don't look it. Oh, good, it didn't go off. It amazes me that you have not just one, but in many days, a couple, and sometimes a third blog on these topics. They're all well-written. They all make the case for the point you're trying to show. And I today posted the one on teenage drama queen Jim Comey, who I guess is moving to New Zealand. You better do it before they indict him, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about all this. We're going to get rid of Comey one way or another. It's a wonderful thing for the country if he would actually leave. You get that every 4 years when there's
yes.
a Republican that's going to get elected to the presidency, and you have all these public figures and movie stars. Oh, I'm going to move to Canada. I'm going to move to Australia. And you notice they never are going to move to some third world country in South America or Africa. It's always to these wealthy, overwhelmingly white countries where they're going to move, right?
Yeah.
But they never do. Then they just stick around and keep going on Twitter and saying stupid stuff. So I don't have any confidence in Comey either.
There's, from what I read today, 40 congressmen who are in primarily red districts that kind of rode in on that wave. You know, that's the thing. When I think back to it, at the time I was disappointed, but I didn't think it would turn into what it has. If only the Republicans had fought a little harder and held on to Congress, we wouldn't be going through any of this. We'd be riding the wave of prosperity, the tax cuts and everything else, energy independence that this man has done in 3 years. It's incredible.
Yeah, well, if you can predict anything about the Republicans is that they will find a way to screw up a good thing. And they found a way to screw up the 2018 elections and lose their majority in the House, and that's why we have this nonsense going on. You hope the American voters will learn a lesson from all of this, but, you know, that's a crapshoot, too, when you get right down to it. So
unfortunately,
who knows?
Yeah.
But getting back to that poll,
yes,
that you cited, I think that's absolutely probably right where the electorate is. About 40% favor this nonsense because, you know, that's the percentage of the population that's pretty left-wing and going to support anything that's anti-Trump. So all these other polls, the way they're worded, people think they're saying, oh, yeah, just keep going with the investigation. Because you got to realize 90% of the people in this country don't even know how the impeachment and removal process works under the Constitution.
Yeah, where are the high crimes and misdemeanors here?
Right.
They seem to be.
Right, unless you give them a two-hour civics lesson before you ask them the question, you're not going to get anything that means any answers that mean anything anyway.
And by the way, you've accurately described it as a Soviet-style trial behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
right.
if the Republicans had attempted that with Obama? At any point in his presidency, we would have never heard the end of it. David, can you give us a couple of minutes for a short break? We'll come right back.
Absolutely.
David Blackman is our guest. DBDailyUpdate.com is the web address. Read it. You'll learn yourself something.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Soda, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency, right now,
you'd be toast.
Consider yourselves warned. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV back with David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com. We have a weekly visit with David because he does such a phenomenal job of bringing you boiling down all of this chaos. That's what the news is. It's nonstop chaos.
And
composing it into a lucid collection of paragraphs that simplify everything. The one that I read but left me infuriated, when you collected all the different headlines that were published by leftist rags like the Post and others, al-Baghdadi, and now we got number two behind him.
I don't even know that guy's name. I probably couldn't pronounce it if I did, but yeah.
Got the number two al-Baghdadi. I took terrorist in school. It was a short course. Austere religious scholar at the helm of the Islamic State dies at 48, just another austere religious scholar.
Yeah, had a bad case of the flu or something, right? Yeah. The reaction by the media was just disgraceful. There is no real reporting in any of it anymore. It's just they'll slant their headlines and the articles under them.
Is it true? Because I've read this, but I have not. You can't go to Snopes. I mean, they'll tell you that the moon comes up in the western sky if it's a Republican connected or a conservative connected thing. But is it true that this guy was one of the people that Obama freed in Iraq in 2009? Because I remember there was a lot of concern about the people he was releasing from Gitmo and other places to go back and start all over again. This guy and his fellow butchers roasted men alive, hog-tied over flames, burned down whole families with their kids in cages, drowned prisoners in cages, raped and murdered thousands of Yazidi women and girls, and beheaded, shot, and blew up countless and thousands of people. And the Washington or New York Times calls him a scholar? God, yeah. I mean, this is what we're up against.
It is, and the thing to remember about ISIS, too, that Americans, of course, you don't hear it in the news media, but the United States created ISIS and funded ISIS and set this guy, al-Baghdadi, up as the leader of ISIS, largely on the advice of John McCain.
Now, who could have done a thing like that?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah, between him and Gangles.
What right. Right. Because they were going to be the good guys in the whole Syria conflict. They were going to be the rebels that came in and took out what's his name over there in Syria, and they gave Obama the whole pretext of getting all these U.S. soldiers killed over there. But yeah, the United States, if you remember, there were films, and then the media quit showing them after a couple of days because everybody figured out there were all these films of these ISIS people in their fancy black uniforms, wearing their brand new white Nike sneakers, driving their Toyota Land Cruisers through all these cities in Syria, and people started asking, "Hey, those Land Cruisers are the same color as U.S. military vehicles. Where did they get all these brand new Land Cruisers, all these Nike tennis shoes, and all these United States manufactured firearms and all this stuff? Where did all that stuff come from?" And suddenly, the news went blank on it. Well. It all came from the United States.
Yes.
Okay? We created ISIS.
And just to prove how demented the left has become, aren't these the people that were always protesting about the lives we've lost in wars and so forth? And as soon as Trump starts protecting American lives by taking out of those perpetual combat zones, they'll be fighting over there for the next 2,000 years like they have the last 2,000. And all of a sudden, that's a problem.
All the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
They're all little Herb Morrisons, the end of the world and this and that, not to mention, climate change and the rest.
Right.
Like.
So, and that's the whole reason why President Trump, or one of the main reasons why he was elected in the first place, was to get us out of all these quagmires. That's what he's trying to do in Syria. It's what he's trying to do in Afghanistan.
There's something
you
about
have this,
the history of Democrats and wars that's pretty interesting, isn't it? I mean, Wilson, World War One, World War II.
Every time we have a major war, there's a Democrat White House. Every time.
Truman and Korea.
It's without fail. Yeah.
And worst, LBJ, who I believe might have been loosely connected to JFK's assassination. Isn't it?
And let's all remember, one important fact about that, too, is everyone should understand and remember that the U.S. president of the 20th century, who sent the fewest United States military personnel into armed combat was
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Wilson Reagan, the guy that the Democrats spent 8 years calling a war on.
Yeah. That's more that projection they're so good at, you know. You're a racist, a warmonger, all this stuff. That's why it was kind of refreshing to see at least one Tulsi Gabbard come out and, you know, take Hillary to the cleaners for being the warmonger she is and the poster woman for everything that's wrong in Washington.
That was pretty epic takedown.
It was. I just wish she was a little more rational, but that word has no place in the in the left vocabulary these days. David, we're out of time. As always, we enjoy it, and I use your blogs on a daily basis to make myself sound smarter on the radio, and I'm very grateful. It's always fun.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
We really appreciate you giving us the time, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, we'll do it.
You take care, my friend. That's David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. Recommended reading for you. So, Jesse, what did you get out of all of that?
The same thing that we get every day, and it's always wonderful. However, I like to see the nice side of things and keeping...
Well, you know, it's shocking that all the legacy media are incomplete. I would say lockstep, but it's more like goose step.
That's most definitely, you know, my major was in communications.
Oh, it was? So was mine.
Well, looky there. I've got an emphasis, though, on agriculture, so mine's more in the farming industry. But, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people ask me, you know, what do you think about the news medias, you know, and the outlets and all of this and social media? And while it's great for, you know, people like me to keep up with fans and all of that, I wish it was never brought to our country or us. I mean, yeah, technology's great, but I think we were better off not knowing the news until 3 days later when you read it in the newspaper and it was true investigative journalism. Now they just say something before they even have the facts.
The question that comes of all of this nonsense that's going on now, this complete waste of American time and treasure, is what kind of country do they want us to live in? They want to regulate speech,
mm-hmm.
take away firearms,
mm-hmm.
and have the government run everything. And I got news for you. The government doesn't run anything well, except something into the ground.
There you go.
That
took the words right out of my mouth.
Our guest sidekick today is Jesse Lean, country singer, but we're going to be asking some pretty nosy questions over the next
hour.
Sounds
good.
We use the 3 to 4 hour to try and get, you know, to the news of the day at 5 o'clock. We talked to Brad McDonald. He'll tell us, I don't know what happened, but the market was green all day until the very end. It didn't have a bad day. It wasn't a bad outcome. I'd just like to know what caused that. And he's the guy that can answer those for us.
Absolutely.
That's coming up. Lewis Lawn is the place to get your whatever equipment you need for outdoor maintenance. And now is an optimum time to buy. It's been a great year for them. They expanded their showroom capacity that allowed them to bring in tractor-style mowers for the first time. In addition to the legendary Zero Turns from Echo, Exmark, Toro, and other great names in outdoor maintenance, Lewis Lawn carries all the steel products as well, the entire line. And they're great local folks. You know, when you buy something there, you can bring it back there for service or repair. Your warranty card actually means something. You buy it other places. I don't know if you save a dollar or not, but what you don't save is time when something goes wrong, because they give you an 800 number to call, and then you're kind of on your own. At Lewis Lawn, it's a true partnership with the businesses that they take care of here. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191, and they have had the time change occur, which means that they are now open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. weekday afternoons at Lewis Lawn. We are at 3:55. I'm going to go down and check the weather.
All right. It really was misting a while ago.
It was misting. I want to see if it's still misting.
Okay.
And then I'll be back.
All right.
And we have Fox News in about 3.5 shopping minutes.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, little smile. It's Tuesday afternoon, and this is Montgomery Skywise Traffic with some good news. We have no accidents to report anywhere right now. We do have some heavy spots. Federal Drive to Congressman Dickinson. We're showing a little action coming out of downtown on the Atlanta Highway in Madison. I-65 and 85 are busy. Eastern Boulevard at Troy Highway. Use caution out there. Buckle up and don't text and drive. Keep it here. We will keep you updated on the accidents all afternoon long. Trenum State Community College will host an early enrollment and registration for new students on November 5th, 6th, and 7th. This is going to be held at the Patterson campus on the Troy Highway. Classes start January 8th. Call Trenum State for more information for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He didn't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I am afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick or treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Happy Halloween.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's Ford.
Stand by for news.